This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Look at the long shadows. Symbolic at this moment of the journey it's taken to get here. For all this history.
The long journey is over. McElroy has his masterpiece.
I probably didn't understand myself. I didn't understand why I got myself in a great position in 2011, and I probably didn't understand why I let it slip in a way. But I think just having a little more self-reflection, you know, that experience going through the hardships of tough losses and all that. I would say to him, just stay the course, just keep believing. You know, and I would say that to any young boy or girl that's listening to this, or, you know, I've literally made my dreams come true today. And I would say to every boy and girl listening to this that, you know, believe in your dreams, and if you work hard enough and you put the effort in, that you can achieve anything you want.
Highlights courtesy of the Masters in CBS. Nance clearly had that in the holster. It works both ways. It was a masterpiece until, and now it's a masterpiece. It's like Flo Rida. See, he's from Florida, but he also rides flows. Oh. Get it?
Oh,
Flo Rida.
He's a Flo Rider.
You guys have your VIP tickets to see him at the Cell this summer?
That and the Savannah Bananas.
I can't afford the Bananas tickets. Also, I'm good now, ESPN. I'm good. You give me enough Bananas, I'm good. I never realized that Flo Rida rode flows.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I knew he was from Florida.
That was
his
first wife, though, right?
Right. So like, he's from Florida.
I got that. I was right there with
him. But he also, as a rapper, rides flows.
Well, I didn't think.
Did it?
I didn't think that Rory's score was going to go low, 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 low enough.
That is pretty good.
That's not bad, right?
That's pretty good.
All right.
I enjoyed that. Tanny did not enjoy it.
Well,
I was kind of indifferent to it, to be honest with you, but I don't think Shane particularly enjoyed it, I'll just wait to see how that played out.
It's hard to just, I got to give him credit for
you
that.
You got it, man.
Because at Augusta, you can't wear apple bottom jeans.
Yeah, I was going through so many options in my head, like, how do I make Rory's golf shoes into boots with the fur?
Sure.
But Speaks got there.
I went with the score because par is better when it's lower. Thanks, everybody. This has been your golf conversation.
Didn't we have a golf show for a while?
You and me?
No, not.
Yeah, Steve Olkin and
Chip Porter?
No, he did the fishing show.
Chip Porter did the fishing show.
Good man, Chip Secondhand Porter.
All right.
Steve Olkin and
Phil Kozen part of that?
Yes!
Phil
Kozen.
That's not who I'm thinking of.
It was.
Let me go ask
Mitch. It was him. It was. We've lost Shane.
And Barry Rosner.
To golf show research.
Well, I mean, you know, it's part of the history of the station. We should share it.
The magnitude of what...
Shane has an answer.
Oh, yeah. Steve Olkin and Phil Kosin is the answer.
Okay.
Right? I think so. Yeah.
It's great.
Rory getting this done, the way that he got it done, I mentioned in transition, it took him 11 Masters. And nobody else who's won the Master, the career Grand Slam, it took them more than 3 years to get that last piece. It took him 11. How about this little factoid? He's just the fifth man to win sequential majors in his career more than 10 seasons apart. So you win a major, and then you don't win again for 10 years, and then you win another major. Last guy to do that? Tiger Woods at Augusta in 2019. So remember when Tiger won that and it was like, oh my God, he's got another one in him. This is that kind of break for a guy this good, but it was in his 20s and his 30s. It's incredible. It took this long and so many bits of heartbreak.
Well, he's only 35 though, right?
I know.
So there's still a lot of time. It was one of those moments where I was just happy. Like, as a sports fan, like, we got the drama. Like, I'm here for – I'll watch anything that has stakes on it pretty much. Like, if you're telling me something is on the line, I want to watch it. And the way that it played out was fascinating because you're sitting there and you're watching – like, there was opportunities for a lot of guys yesterday, more opportunities than there usually are when someone has a lead like that early in the round. And then you go, oh, like – no one wants to take it because it's right there. If you want to take it, you can take it.
Mm-hmm.
And Rory having to get off the deck twice because I thought for sure that his brain was completely scrambled after 18. I thought, okay, this stinks. So, what's happening to him and Justin Rose is about to go out here and birdie and that's going to be the end of this thing.
So would you say three times then? Considering,
yeah, I guess.
Because that first double bogey when he hits it in the water, it's like, and golf is so naked, like there's no way to sugarcoat it, and you can't.
It's just you.
The analysis in that moment was like, man, I can't believe that happened. I can't believe that happened. The only possible reason is the bigness of the moment. That was the analysis. I think it was Dottie Pepper who said that. The only possible reason is the bigness of the moment. That's flat out saying he just choked. Now what you got?
I think it hit DeChambeau too.
Yeah.
I think the bigness of the moment hit then. The only person it didn't hit until the playoff was Justin Rose.
And we talk about that stuff in other sports all the time. Did he choke? Was he clutch? Whatever. In golf, it's like there's no hiding from whether you choked or you were clutch. And it's like that thing was so anxiety producing.
Yes.
I saw the headline was a Rory coaster. Somebody had that.
That's not bad.
Not bad. But my friend Travis Sawchik, a baseball writer, referred to it as the golf equivalent of Game 7 of the 2016 World Series. That made me smile when you think about, oh my God. Oh, what? That just happened? Oh my God. Oh, now that just happened?
Rain delay
means playoff. We're all on pause here. And then you watch it again. It's like just that ridiculous up and down and back and forth. I mean, I can't imagine how he felt. No wonder he cried. No wonder he cried twice.
All of it, just like it was really, really done well. I thought that at the end, other than having that line in the holster, the allowance for the moment to speak for itself was a great decision by Nance and the broadcast team to just, let's just follow Rory. And then you get the gold of, hey, I got to go get a green jacket. And he's like, oh, hell, you like, hell yeah, Rory, go get your green jacket.
That is him walking through, you're talking about at the end.
That was beautiful. Like, he's hugging.
I didn't see that in real time. I saw the green jacket ceremony. I thought his speech was awesome in that spot. But I've heard other people talk. Keep telling us. So as he's walking through.
He was having this moment where he was, like, by himself. And then he's like, oh, bleep. Like, I won. Like, I can let go of the anxiety. He hugs his caddy. He hugs DeChambeau. He hugs DeChambeau, Rose's caddy. He hugs Rose.
And his caddy, by the way, they were best man at each other's weddings, childhood friends.
And then he's just walking through towards the clubhouse, and he's hugging everyone. And his wife shows up, and his daughter's there. And he gets his daughter, like, she comes from behind the ropes. And he grabs her and smiles, and he's hugging family. And as he's going through, now a bunch of people with green jackets come out, and they're hugging. Tiger was not in Augusta, right? Because that's the one thing that I was looking for.
Wasn't he there the other night? They had that picture of everybody, every living green jacket person.
That was the interaction that I stayed tuned for.
That's a good call.
Because those two guys are connected. And I know that as badly as Tiger would want to be out there, he would want this for Rory.
And
I was just like, oh, he's going to fall apart when he sees Tiger.
Rory said in his post-speech that, like, and he said it before, seeing Tiger, what, in 97? Seeing Tiger in 97 when he was a kid is what inspired
him. That's what inspired him. So I was like, when are we going to get Tiger? Is Tiger going to be out there on crutches, you know, waiting for him at the door, like all this stuff? But it was just great. And then he's hugging with a bunch of people from Northern Ireland that he was talking to. And then he's like, all right, guys, I got to go get a green jacket now. And I'm like, yeah, Rory, go get your green jacket.
For anybody who doesn't know some of the Rory backstory, which enriched it, it like, you know how Tiger Woods was on, what, the Mike Douglas show at age 9? Tiger was on the Mike Douglas show, like, maybe even younger than that. Tiger might have even been younger than that, where he's hitting golf shots on the Mike Douglas show with his father.
Three.
It was a three?
Yeah, he's three.
Okay. That's crazy. Rory was on Northern Irish television, chipping balls into a washing machine at the age of 9.
That's crazy.
9 years old, and he was the golf prodigy.
Tiger was only 2 years old when he did that?
He was 2 years old on the Mike Douglas show? That's bananas. That's how you end up messed up, by the way. That's
bananas. I love them.
Would he love them this much with them being all over the four letter? I mean, he probably would.
He hated it.
I mean, it's not their fault.
It's not baseball. It's banana ball.
So Rory, you know, idolized Tiger, had the same prodigy thing. He won the U.S. Open at age 22. He won three majors, he won four total majors by the age of 25, and then didn't win again until this. So it's crazy. And his whole, Shane, you were telling me, because I was texting back, I'm like, that watching that round was like watching anxiety embodied in a golf round, like the moments of brilliance.
Just waiting for Dochi to come out and just...
crumble, and then more brilliance, and then crumble. But that's his whole career.
That's his whole career. And he's more of a choke artist than anything. And that's hard to say when he just won a Grand Slam and hit his fourth. But he's more of a choke artist than anything. He always has been. And I doubt that will ever change. But that's the excitement with Rory.
It just did.
That's the excitement.
Yeah, I think it changed.
I don't know if he's going to get another one, is what I'm saying.
He doesn't need it anymore.
But they used to say it about Phil. Remember, Phil was like, oh, he can't close the deal.
He
eventually closed the deal. Garcia
didn't even make the cut.
Sergio Garcia couldn't close the deal. Then all of a sudden he did.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's the excitement with Rory. Like seeing the double bogey and then seeing him get in between and over those trees when
that was
no one should have ever hit that ball
shot.
I thought for sure he was going to punch around, but you saw that club face open up a little bit. You're like, damn, he's going for over the top. He was just incredible.
To Shane's point, he had a final round 80 at the Masters in 2011. He had a 74 in 2018 as the leader for a time. He lost the British Open at St. Andrews a couple years ago when he had that. 2023 U.S. Open, he's clawing and couldn't get there. And as I mentioned, the two short putts he missed at Pinehurst last year when Bryson won the U.S. Open. So Rory's had a lot of times where he fell apart, and it looked like he was doing it again, and then he didn't.
I just loved it from the sporting standpoint of you didn't even have to be a golf fan yesterday.
No.
You could have just tuned in on 17 and gotten caught up on the story and then been invested in what was going on. it's one of those things, and you know, as I get older, I'm definitely more emotional about a lot of this stuff, where you just go, look at this. Like, you talk about narrative building.
Oh, dude.
Strolling down Narrative Street. It's right there. And I thought that the broadcast handled it beautifully. Augusta handled it beautifully. The fans there, the drama of knowing that they're not big on cell phones on the course.
No
there.
Cell phones whatsoever. Rory said it in his post-match. He said, the no phone policy creates something wonderful here. Like, everybody's present, everybody's connected. Barry Rosner told us about it on Thursday.
And seeing the board change.
Yeah, yeah, they all flip out.
And then the reaction, and you're like lining up your shot.
I envy
it. You're Justin Rose, and you're like, wait, what?
When's the last time you went to an event where they took your phone away? When's the last time you had that? Chappelle show
over at the Chicago Theater, and that was honestly the first time that I had been someplace where they took a phone away.
I had it at the Silk Sonic concert at the MGM Grand in Vegas. They took our phones, and at one point Anderson .Paak is singing, "We took your phones, we took your cell phones." It was so funny. But man, that's one of the best concerts I've ever seen, and I was so glad to be present for that. Must have been awesome to be present at that round.
Last time for me was when I was staying at the White Lotus in Thailand, and I was in the middle of a fraudulent business interaction, and I couldn't talk to anyone about it.
I'm just glad. I'm glad you didn't drink those pina coladas. I'm glad you didn't drink that.
Those aren't pina coladas. I made them, though.
You made them. You left them around. Somebody else took them. Can't have that.
Yeah, I think about that a lot because I do enjoy a moment when I am engrossed in sports so much that I don't think about my phone at all. Like, it's just there in my pocket. I don't need to document it. But yeah, that's a cool way of like the gasp. Like when he double bogeys and the score goes up in the
Yeah.
That happens from thousands of people that are there on the course.
Yeah.
It was really great, and the conditions were perfect for viewing. That place always looks incredible.
Exquisite.
on your television.
It's gorgeous.
Something I learned yesterday, I don't know if you guys are familiar with this. One of my favorite things about the Masters, do you know what the marker is? The concept of the marker in the Masters?
The golfer who's just a part of that gets to go out there with pros.
Right.
If there's an odd number of people who made the cut.
Right. So if there's an odd number going into Saturday, the top ranked golfer that's a member at Augusta gets to go play with whoever's left out, whoever's left single.
So that they don't have to be alone.
So it happened to be Tom Kim yesterday, and this guy, the one who's the marker right now currently, Michael McDermott, Tom Kim called him a baller. He's beaten Sergio. He beats pros all the time. He's a +3 scratch golfer, and he just gets to go out there, doesn't keep score. He just plays for pace with them.
Oh, hell
it's
yeah.
It's so cool.
He's like a human pace car.
Yeah.
He's like the goalie from the stands.
Yep, exactly.
Can anyone here play goalie?
That's literally a thing in the NHL.
Yes.
People, that if you need an emergency goalie, you can grab somebody. Is he usually up in the press box or he's in the stands?
I think he's in the press box, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, speaking of which, shout out to my guy, Jim, from Remy Martin, because he's a Western Michigan guy and they won the Frozen Four and he's a former Western Michigan player, and those people have been going crazy this weekend too.
That's a huge accomplishment for Western Michigan.
Hell yeah. And they've had a great hockey legacy, which includes John Saunders, the former ESPN.
Oh, that's why I saw John Saunders' picture on hockey ice the other day.
Yep.
The emergency backup goaltender, otherwise known as the E-Bug, is a player. Ooh, E-Bug. How you doing, E-Bug? It's a Floose nickname, I believe. Is a
keep buzzing now.
Keep buzzing, E-Bug. Is a player who isn't on a team's regular roster, but
Stinger.
Is designated to step in as a goalie if both the starting and the backup goaltenders become available. It's usually somebody who's familiar with the team's practices and is readily available. And yeah, he can be anywhere. He can be absolutely anywhere.
And I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
Right.
Wani's an E-Bug. Ooh, Wani. Come on, E-Bug. Yeah.
Yeah, but Shane, you're right. Like, that's what a cool thing.
Crazy.
I mean, that guy gets to play that course all the time, right? But still, hey, do you want to go play with a pro? Yes.
Not allowed to keep score, just out there.
I'm just out there.
Pace.
That's all.
It's so cool.
That is really cool.
So cool.
Can I give you one more on Rory? Craig Stadler had 3 double bogeys when he won the Green Jacket in 1982, but 2 of those were on a Thursday. Okay? He had 2 double bogeys on a Thursday. Rory had four double bogeys and won the Masters. Nobody's ever done that. He had four times he literally crapped the bed on a given hole.
Figuratively.
Literally?
All right, maybe not literally. Yeah, figuratively.
I also enjoyed...
That's a good point by you guys.
I also enjoyed him talking about going back to Northern Ireland and seeing his parents. And they had, you know, I've seen some video now from Hollywood is the name of the course. Seeing all the people there that stayed up late to watch it. And it's... You could tell that it the winning wasn't the only thing that meant something to him.
For sure.
And it came across as extremely genuine and likable and lovable. And I'm happy that that's the case.
It's an amazing thing that golf, with its multi-millionaires, can have stories of human redemption like this. And it cuts through. And stories of grace, like seeing Justin Rose, who's, you know, he was classy as all hell.
He's one of the nicest guys on the tour.
Yeah. It's like
it's rough for him because of his history.
Absolutely. But like all these guys have the opportunity to be a-holes. You know, I guess we all do. And
some of them are.
Some of them are. And some of us are.
That's right, Speaks.
And you know what Rosie didn't have to do yesterday? He did not have to finish his putt and let Rory have the moment to himself.
You're right.
When he came short, he could have let Rory hit in, and then Rosie finishes, but he finished that putt so Rory could have his moment.
I thought for sure, you know, when you were talking about the bananas, I was like, you know who's going to put a stop to all this? Our friend Laura Rutledge. And then I look up,
nope.
They're on NFL Live, too.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
The bananas are on NFL Live? No.
Yeah.
You sure that was Laura Rutledge? It might have been Laura Rutledge.
I checked. It is legitimate, and she is the arbiter of things. And I was like, there's no way Laura Rutledge is letting that happen on her watch.
They are on NFL Live. Don't stop ruining the bananas. Take Dan Orlovsky and Laura Rutledge away from the bananas.
There's draft stuff to talk about.
We must protect the bananas. I love them. So does Les. Terrible.
He does. Listen,
bananas. I love them.
I wonder if Stoney like got home in time to see the way the Masters finished.
Good question.
He also saw a very entertaining weekend of baseball with the White Sox. There's a lot that we can talk with Steve Stone about, and we get to learn baseball with him. That's next here on The Score.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.